Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. He's Jim DeRogatis. And this week, our show is devoted to sharing our favorite albums of 2019 so far, Jim. Our first big list show of the year.
Yeah.
It's only half over.
You know, we make this point whenever we do the year-end show or the mid-year show. I've got to keep a list on my desktop at all times, and now I've been moving it in to cloud access because there's nothing worse, Greg, than you're at a show, you're out on the street, you're at the Jewels, as we call the shopping market here, you know, and somebody says, "What are you listening to?" And you're like, it's not because we're not always listening. It's because we're listening to so much.
Yes.
I don't know what to recommend to you. Now, we don't compare these lists until right before we do the show. What's remarkable to me at the midpoint of 2019 is only two albums. If we're looking at our top 10, and we're going to highlight seven of those each today, only two records overlap.
And I have to say that I could have easily doubled my list. But a lot of great music to love. I'm going to start us off, Jim, with my number seven record, this band Fontaines D.C. I talked about them after my visit to Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest Music Conference back in March, got an opportunity to see them live. I liked their record quite a bit, Doggerel. Seeing them live confirmed to me that they are one of the standout bands from overseas. You know, there's a few bands from across the pond, as they say, that have been stirring up things here in the States. Among them, Idols, a band that I really love from last year.
They're getting a lot of attention.
Shame, another band that's making some noise, and now the Fontaines D.C. Out of Dublin. Working class poetry, that's the way I can describe what they're trying to achieve here. It's garagey, it's intense. The guitars are not about solos, it's about this driving rhythmic force. The singer, Grian Chatton, I use the word singer, you know, take it advisedly. It's more in the mold of The Fall's late, great Marky Smith, that sort of declamatory sing-speak style. He has some of that pluck and some of that poetry that Smith would bring to it, the defiance, the sense of resilience. And there's also a romantic aura to it. I mean, you're Irish, you're from Dublin. He's standing up for his city, right? He's a believer in what can be done by the underdogs in the working class. And I love that intensity that he brings. Here's a track from Doggerel, the Fontaines' DC debut album. It's called Boys in the Better Land on Sound Opinions.
So you start kicking when the room is spinning and the words aren't sticking. And the radio's all about a runaway model with a face like sin and a heart like a James Joyce novel. Saying sister, sister, how I missed you, let's go wrist to wrist and take the skin off of a blister. If you're a rock star, porn star, superstar, doesn't matter what you are, get yourself a good car, get out of here. Well, put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Put the boys in the better land. You're always talking about the boys in the better land. The boys in the better land. Driver's got names to fill two double barrels. He spits out, breathes out, only smokes carols. And he's refreshing the world in mind, body and spirit. Mind, body and spirit. You better hear it and fear it. Oh, that's the spirit.
That is Boys in the Better Land from Fontaines D.C. Doggerel's my number seven record of the year so far. Jim, what are you going to start us off with?
I'm going to start at number seven, Greg, with Priests, The Seduction of Kansas. We did review this on the show when it came out. It is a DC band, Priest, second album, The Seduction of Kansas. That title nods to Thomas Frank's great book of political essays, What's the Matter with Kansas? This is a point where in America for the last 15 years, many of those working class people, like the ones you were just talking about in Dublin, have been acting against their own best interests.
Yeah.
So says Priest. You know, this is, I think, a surprising political album. Certainly before it was there, it was part of the mix. But in the same way that they've expanded their sound on album number two, Marimba and Mellotron and these other touches that make it come alive, I think that the political edge has been sharpened intensely. It reminds me of What a Time to Be Alive, the 2018 Superchunk record. Wow, when did they get political? And they really have smart things to say, and it's done in a sophisticated way. Because at the bottom of it, this is a call for empathy. Can't we all just try to understand each other? And there's an anger that seems to be impossible at this day and time. This is a song by Priest. It's the title track of the album, Seduction of Kansas.
Bloodthirsty cherub from the
Priests, The Seduction of Kansas, the title track of their second album. It's a real kicker, Greg.
Love that record too, Jim. I'm going to go back to the UK for my next pick. This artist named Dave, one word only, a debut album, Psychodrama. He's a 20-year-old piano-playing MC. Comes out of South London, born to Nigerian parents. This record is framed as a therapy session with a psychologist. And there's a series of vignettes here where he's talking about his life with this quote-unquote therapist. And he's talking about depression. He's talking about racism. He's talking about the fact that his role model, the person who helped raise him, his older brother's in prison. There's actually a track on that where he's conversing with his brother from prison. So there's a sadness and a despair here. The colors are sinister in the way the production works, and at the same time, there's a beauty in those piano chords that flow through this record, as well as a directness and an honesty that I find really appealing. It's one of those records where Dave is saying, "I don't want your pity. I want you to understand me, so that, like you said, you know, let's try to understand how each other feels, as opposed to." Yeah. Dividing up into our partisan parties and
Rodney King in the wake of the LA riots. We all
just get along? Exactly. Here's a track called Streatham from Psychodrama, the debut album by Dave on Sound Opinions.
Look, I grew up in Streatham, teachers were giving man tests. Same time the man were giving out testers. I got paintings giving man stress. I ain't gotta sex it, message or text it. I don't wanna do you and I like I'm in Leicester, skipping my lectures. We used to ride round all reckless, stolen pets, that's Jillian Vespers. And the feds got my broski restless. Said he got a charge on a car, no Tesla. And everybody round me rowdy. I walk in, tell a jeweler, wow me. If you're talking about peas, just allow me. 19, I put 19 on an Audi. I'll never forget that day that I found me the cutest caramel brownie. And the chest and back both bouncy. Trust me, everything shake, no Saudi. My G just came out for a shooting. And Rams done a madness charting. So the man got something in common, cause trust me, both of their things been barking. If you see him at a drink up parking, do it like Jordan, run up and spark him. My G's been on badness way before they had a mustache like Stalin. And his things all love and hate, cause a lot of men love to hate. My young G done draws and apes, now he's cutting through bricks like the 118. And iron on indirects, diss me and I take that personal. How you gassed off a note that's purple, bet you never got it off white like Virgil. Two man and an angry merc, that's war with a German, Winston Churchill. It's mad when man wanna murk you, but you know you gotta be in by curfew. And I seen a lot of man get pressured, why? I grew up in Streatham, and teachers were giving man tests. Same time man them were giving out testers. I got paintings giving man stress. I ain't gotta sex it, message or text it. I don't wanna do you and I like I'm in Leicester, skipping my lectures.
That is Streatham from Dave, the debut album Psychodrama, number 6 on my list. What's your number 6 pick, Jim?
At number 6, Greg, I have Solange, When I Get Home, the surprising fourth album that she just dropped on the world as a little gift earlier this year. You know, those Knowles sisters kind of changed roles, right? Solange was the kick-butt, no-nonsense, fierce, tough-as-the-streets, experimental sister. And Beyoncé, of course, Queen B. Except with Lemonade, she goes there. And with When I Get Home, Solange is all about self-care and meditation and taking a deep breath. Because, let's face it, you can't fight the revolution if you haven't gotten a good night's sleep and your soul isn't in the right place, right?
Right.
That makes it sound boring. It's not. There's a subtlety, a nuance, a dreamlike tone to When I Get Home that reminds me of the Stevie Wonder inner vision, introspection, you know, almost, dare I say, Eno ambient phase. And we missed an Eno bell last week. It's cosmic jazz. That was the phrase you used. Stevie Wonder in the dreamy period is what I'll use. It's just beautiful. And it's a needed album for a little peace of mind in 2019. This is a track by Solange, Dreams, from When I Get Home on Sound
Dreams,
Opinions.
They come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a long way now today. Dreams, they come a long way.
That is Jim DeRogatis' number 6 pick of the year so far, Solange from When I Get Home. The track is called Dreams. And we want to get you, our listeners, into this conversation. What's been your favorite album of the year so far? Call and leave a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800. When we get back, more of our picks for the best albums of 2019 so far. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.